Greetings. Let us take our collective breath. This is lesson 5, and I want to touch on some spiritual truths that might assist you in converting the human condition into that which you truly want to experience. Before I get into that, though, I want to share with you that right before I turned on the microphone to have this time with you, I got a call from my sister that a very dear friend is in the hospital. And in her telling of the story, I was immediately reminded of the power of prayer. She was describing the situation, which included that my friend is a stenographer and just happened to be doing her job inside the hospital today when this coughing fit occurred and suddenly there was blood and they were able to immediately take her into the emergency room. If she had not been in that hospital, chances are the phone call would have had different news. So how powerful it is to see the blessings in these human stories that we are told and we tell all day and every day. The other thing I've come to realize is that spiritual mind treatment is for the person doing the prayer. It's for you. It's for me. And yes, it is for my sister and our friend, because there is just the one. However, when I hung up the phone, I went into prayer because I wanted to organize my thinking on faith and on truth and not on fear. And so I immediately knew what I needed to do, which is to turn towards the truth and to speak the word for myself, for my sister, and for our beloved friend. I'm sharing this with you as hopefully an incentive for you to continue on, as we talked about in lesson 4, to not get hung up on doing it right and giving up, because there will be no greater muscle that you can strengthen, no greater life tool that you can immediately begin to use than affirmative prayer. So whether it's sloppy, perfect, messy, out of order, it does not matter. What matters is that you're understanding and you're awakening to the divine nature of who you really are, the divine spiritual laws that are here for us to use, and the power of your spoken word to set that law in motion, to get your own mind right and centered on spiritual truth, and to bring forth and to demonstrate in the physical world that spiritual truth. The other thing I realized is that perhaps out of all the muscles, for me personally, prayer has the most weights. And I love prayer so much, and I'm so passionate about it, and I want so much for you to understand it well and to begin using it and to have results and demonstrations. I have to remember that we are beginners, and the 1, 2, and 3 pound weight is more than enough. If you simply begin to practice it, if you simply go to the gym every day, if you simply pick up the 1 pound weight as you know it to be and begin lifting it, your life will change. Your prayer life will improve. Your relationship to the inner divinity that is nestled at the center of your own beingness will begin to expand and become more and more and more of who you are. As I was going through my gym bag, I found quite a few 25-pound weights, including this most excellent book, Creative Meditation, How to Use Mind Power Effectively by Dr. Carlton Whitehead. If you want to go down the rabbit hole, this is an awesome book to get. But for the purpose of this lesson, I want to touch on human conditions and spiritual truths. Because through spiritual practices, you train your attention. And you and I know that more than ever, it is so easy to get distracted. And yet, in order to live the life that we truly desire, it requires training our mind. It requires training our attention. And ultimately, it requires training the thoughts we think. And affirmative prayer is all about right thinking. It's all about right knowing. And if I did not have affirmative prayer, I would have hung up the phone, dropped into fear and worry, and I would have allowed my mind to take me on a ride through the worst case scenarios. And that is the energy I would be sending to my friend. Instead, I was able to believe and affirm her wholeness, no matter the circumstances. So, in affirmative prayer, we don't deny the experience. We don't deny the situation that's happening. Ernest Holmes, famous for saying, we don't deny the broken leg, but at some point we must turn away from it and turn towards truth. A broken leg is real. The pain is real. However, we recognize that we are more than our physical body. We recognize that we are spirit, that we are part of the unchangeable, eternal essence that is forever, that our self is whole, it's perfect, it's complete, it's infinite, and that our true self cannot be harmed, that our true self cannot be injured, that there is a spiritual prototype back behind the physicality of our experience. And so in prayer, we call for that greater expression of our true self. We call for that greater expression of the situation at hand. That is affirmative prayer. The definition for affirm is to validate, to state positively. And that's why Holmes called it spiritual mind treatment, because we are treating the material life spiritually. In the beginning, our affirmative prayer is very specific. The perfect job, the perfect relationship, the perfect health, the perfect parking space. However, as we continue to develop a daily meditation practice, as we continue to use visioning as a way to deepen our relationship with our inner self and to deepen our capacity to listen inwardly, we start to organically rise up out of the specifics into the more general qualities of the spirit. So, for example, for me, for many, many years, one of my repetitive prayers had to do with money. And it was oftentimes very specific, paying my bills or income, job, money, and things like that. However, as I began to learn more and as I began to deepen my relationship to my inner knower, I began to cultivate a greater consciousness and a greater sense of awareness about the qualities of the Creator. Peace, joy, abundance, perfect health, fulfillment. And so as a result, instead of being right up against the tapestry and seeing the individual stitches, I was able to pull way back and see the wholeness of the tapestry. So it went from praying that my bills would be paid to affirming that I have the consciousness of abundance. I have the consciousness of unlimited prosperity, that I am a vibrational match for unexpected good. That's the 100-pound weight that is available to you. But to go pick that up right now is not going to work. You have to build up to such a consciousness. And so that's why I'm hopeful that with what it is you're learning, you'll begin. So let's take a look at some of the human conditions that we deal with on a regular basis and see if we can identify the spiritual truth. And of course, the spiritual truth is the affirmative statement that we get to put into the realization step. We may have a belief that communicates to us, I'm stupid. The spiritual truth is, everything I need to know comes to me easily and effortlessly. Again, take a moment and feel the difference. Feel the vibrational quality of those two sentences. You're training your mind to keep its attention on the spiritual truth. We have been so conditioned to believe that the truth is the world of effects, that the truth is what we've been told, that the truth is what we've been taught. More times than not, it's not. And so what a wonderful awakening this is for you to realize that you are now creating a new belief system that is built upon spiritual truths. Here's another one. I will never have any money. The affirmation, the spiritual truth is, I always have enough, or money comes to me easily and effortlessly. See, there's a language inside of your heart that already knows this truth. Your spiritual practices peels the layers away to reveal the truth that you already know, but you've simply forgotten. Another way to know which is spiritual truth and which isn't is how it makes you feel. Perhaps you're going to the doctor because your condition is, I am sick. As you turn away from that and turn towards the truth, your spiritual affirmation is, I am the perfect pattern of health and balance. Perhaps you have a pattern of being late. I'm always late. That's the condition. The spiritual truth is, I arrive in time and on time. My life is in perfect order. Perhaps you have a belief that you can't make decisions. That's the condition. Here's the spiritual truth. I am divinely directed and I always know what to do. Maybe your health is more serious. Perhaps there's a serious illness or a disease, or perhaps there's constant worry that there is a serious problem. The spiritual truth is, healing is a natural function for me. It is my body's instinctive reaction to realize this perfection within me. I am grateful for my wondrous, joyful, healthy body. Perhaps you're at a place right now where you really don't know what your purpose is and why you're here and what it is you're supposed to do with your life. The spiritual truth is, there is a divine plan for my life, and I am open and receptive to it. And I know that any changes in my life are merely steps leading to my greater good. Perhaps you are looking for a love, but you don't feel that you're worthy, or perhaps you're allowing your past experiences to dictate your future. It's never going to happen. I'm not worthy. The spiritual truth is, that which made me is love. Therefore, I am love, and I know that the perfect love is at hand. I know that the perfect person reflecting this divine love is coming into my life right here and right now, and I am ready and open to receive. Perhaps you're seeking guidance around a direction or a decision. Your spiritual truth is, I am now open and free to receive guidance emanating from all-knowing mind. With complete confidence, I follow directions, and plans unfold with ease and grace. If we've come to understand one thing, it's that it is the condition of our mind that determines the quality of our experience. And that through affirmative prayer, we can train the mind to de-identify with thoughts and beliefs that pass through our awareness and causes pain and suffering, and begin to re-identify with the thoughts that cause joy and a sense of peace and love and wholeness and prosperity and abundance and connection. If mind is an instrument that the self uses to perceive the world, then our spiritual practices strengthen our ability to discriminate the usefulness of any thought that passes through. I mean, the nature of the mind is to generate thoughts and images. And through our spiritual practices, we're able to maintain a state of conscious awareness where this optical illusion of separation between ourselves and the divine is removed, and the oneness of life is finally revealed. Our quote for the day comes from Obi-Wan Kenobi, "Let the Force be with you." In Lesson 6, we'll take a look at some actual affirmative prayers that may be useful and helpful for your everyday living. Until then, namaste.